This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We all know he did it. There's zero doubt at all. So what should the punishment be? That's the whole point. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830, WCCO. Of course, Donald Trump worked with his guy's then guy, Michael Cohen, and his guy, David Pecker at the Enquirer, to pay off Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, which is the legal matter we're dealing with here, and God knows how many other women. This was Donald's life. Sleeping around, I can get away with it, and if somehow there's any pushback, I'm rich. I'm Donald Trump. I'll write him a check. We'll do the catch and kill. That's what the National Enquirer does. They find out about a story. The money gets funneled from Donald to Cohn to the Enquirer, then we pay people back some way, and it doesn't come back to hurt me. So, was he trying to avoid this story for Melania? I'm sure that's a part of it. Number one reason, come on, we all know it, stop, was I'm right in the middle of my campaign. I'm going to beat crooked Hillary. And this might hurt me with my evangelicals. I'm not sure they're going to love that I was sleeping with Stormy Daniels. Just a hunch. But you know what? I don't think it would have fazed him at all. If this story goes public, Dave Harrigan, considering the Access Hollywood story, just grab him by the you-know-what. Considering we know the loyalty of Donald Trump voters, would it have fazed anybody at all? The folks who are voting for him, would it have phased? I don't think in hindsight it would have. He spent money for no reason, which he doesn't like. Who does?
It would have phased some. It would not have phased the diehards. No way, obviously. That's not even a question.
How can I phrase it this way? Would it have caused the folks who he needed to vote for him, you know, relatively close race, he needed these folks to vote for him to defeat Hillary, would it have caused enough to switch to change their mind? I don't think so.
I think that's possible. Because yeah. I think there's enough middle-of-the-roaders who would have been happy voting for a Republican or a Democrat who either just didn't like Hillary or liked things Donald was saying in the debates. He crushed her in the debates and could have gone either way.
I don't know if he crushed her in the debates.
Well, he made his bones in the debates when he was pointing out specifically when, you know, she was calling out him for not paying his taxes. And he's saying, well, that's your fault. And the people like you in Washington, I think that specific moment. And I think that was their first debate.
Yeah.
I think that won a lot of people.
It helped out. Who was surprised? If you were paying a little bit of attention, you were surprised that Donald was sleeping around, whether it was on, who's the first gal? Ivana.
Trump,
I almost said Ivanka, but then it's kind of, well, it's kind of creepy. He's the one who said, what do you share in common with your daughter? Sex. That's his exact quote. Sex. Think about saying that to one of your daughters in about 20 years.
I'm not going to think about that.
You're a superstar, one of the daughters. Dave, what do you guys share in common? Sex. I mean, what kind of weird human being would ever think of saying that? How gross is that? Of course, and then he slept around, who's number two? Who's Marla.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Maples. I mean, she looks like so many other people, though.
Slept around. Exactly. Such a great one. But I don't want to get sidetracked. What should the punishment be? He did it. By the way, the crime has to be that you're now preventing something else from happening. And what he's preventing from happening, this is federal election campaign issues. They were doing this thinking this would hurt him. And that's why, as he did hundreds of times, he said, Cohn, take care of this. And through our normal back channels, I pay you off. And we have the checks. We have the receipts. There's no debating. What should the punishment be? Because among the pecking order of the four, and who knows if we'll get to the other three, this is last on my list of ones of import. I mean, we've had multiple agencies who looked at this case and said, not enough. Not enough. You know, it's more a hush money case. Because if it's just hush money, that's fine. It's not morally fine. It's not ethically fine. But if it leads to another crime, that's the issue. That's why it's 34 felonies. I have third. I need 11,780 votes.
Good number of votes.
Yeah. What can we do about that one? And then, of course, Fonnie Willis and her guy on the side just acted as arrogant as can be. So who knows what effect, you know, this has. Then we have the documents.
Mm-hmm.
We got the documents.
Stacked in the restroom at Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, just, you know, if you went in there for, like, what dip? I don't think spinach dip gets enough credit. You go for some spinach dip.
Spinach
boom.
With artichoke or without?
Yeah, artichoke. Good.
It's the only way to eat an artichoke.
It's good. You know, you got your spinach and artichoke. Hey, look, there's some classified documents
That's
just
fine.
Right there.
Yeah, look at that.
Just right there.
Can you dip a document? I don't know.
I don't know you can. And then the minor thing called January 6th. Sitting in your butt and doing absolutely nothing. That's number one.
A tourist visit.
Tourist visit. What should his punishment be? Does anybody want to try to convince me that he didn't do this? Because I'm waiting for the whataboutism. Can we just, in this case, just deal with this matter? Just for once, again, I'll add it. Joe cognitively is not there. Joe on the border mistakes. Joe does not have my vote right now. Okay, neither individuals. They're not on my dance card. Donald never, ever, ever for one second. Biden, he'll surround himself with individuals who are massively more competent than Donald will. But no, I'm not dazzled by Joe. He's you know, Trump. There's no consideration. But let's just deal with this case. You telling me he didn't do this? And then what's your point? It's if you're found guilty of this, you can serve up to 4 years in the hooskow, in the slammer, in the sneezer, behind bars. Do you think Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States, if he is found guilty of any of these 34 counts, should he go to the slammer? I'm a no on that. Again, you know me, big Trump supporter. I am a no. There's no doubt he did it, but no, I don't think on this matter he should go. Guess what? Here's the comeback. Michael Cohen did. Michael Cohen was involved in this whole transaction. Without this transaction, Michael Cohen doesn't go to the Slammer. On this one, and there's a lot more to it, including what's the likelihood he gets fair jurors? One of the most, well, among big cities, more often than not, they lean left. This one leans left. There are not a lot of people not fans of the young man. Can he get enough jurors to be objective? I think he can. States, cities, there's a few people in New York. It's going to take effective lawyering. And who knows if he ever lets his lawyers be good lawyers. Because he manages his case. He doesn't pay him. They leave. They flee. But, yeah, I think he can. Would he have a greater pool if it was, you know, Southwest Florida? Of course. But you can find plenty of liberals or plenty of conservatives. And also, I'm giving credit to people who can walk in and say, I'm here. I'm not consumed by politics, and I can pay attention to this case. So that's another one. So we know he did it. If you want to try to push back at me that he did it, I can't wait for that phone call. I'd love that phone call. Come at me, bro. 651-461-9226. StylesFinancial.com talking text line. Let me know if he's found guilty. Should he go to the Slammer? Can he get a fair trial? I've got more. That's just the start. I would love feedback. Never happened before. Pressing on trial. He's not as big a favorite as he was in polling for about 6 months, but he's still the slight favorite, I believe, to be the next president of the United States. And a trial is taking place right now. What a weird world we're living in. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nice summer song.
Yeah, it is.
Is that the theme?
No.
Okay. Chicken fries?
No, not chicken fries specifically.
Chicken?
Just chicken in general.
Okay. Because of Boban?
You got it.
Okay. You want to explain?
There's so much going on in the world right now, Chad.
Yeah. Yes.
We got wars.
Yeah.
We got a trial with a former president.
Yeah. I mean, if World War III breaks out any minute, I guess the Trump trial doesn't matter a lot to us.
I think that's probably true. But with all the badness, Boban Marjanovic yesterday in the NBA reminded us, you know what? We can all just be happy with a little chicken.
So
good. It's the Clippers. He plays for the Rockets.
He used to play for the Clippers.
Yes.
So he's got a bond with L.A.
And he knows that in the fourth quarter of a Clippers game, if an opponent misses two free throws in a row, everybody leaves home with a coupon for a free chicken Sammy from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Same thing, a lot of arenas, including Target Center.
Mm-hmm. So Game's out of hand. There's nothing nothing on the line for either team.
Mm-mm.
Let's go miss a couple free throws in the fourth.
And he's pointing at himself like, I got you. You're with me. So, yeah, I like it. Excellent. Trump trial. Here's a text. Come on, Chad. Haven't you heard enough? It's a witch hunt. Just enough. It has to be true, doesn't it? How many times does he go to the witch hunt? Ballpark, what's our guess since he came down the escalator and he won? Amazing upset. He lost, even though he still says he didn't lose and gullible folks are believing him. And he's the slight favorite to be the next president of the United States. Ballpark, how many times has he used the phrase either on Twitter, on Truth Social, other videos, interviews, press conferences? What's the ballpark? Witch hunt.
Like Nolan Ryan went to the fastball, like Blylevin went to the curveball, Trump goes to the witch hunt.
500 times?
Roughly.
Is that enough?
Is private speech count or is only public?
That's okay. Let's go private too.
Then it's
then it's got to be 2,000.
Yes. Because then all the Bobos are saying witch hunt to him and he's repeating it back.
He loves it. Mm-hmm. It's worked. It's caught on. It is caught on. Yeah, I bet Melania is proud of Big Donald. Did this even surprise her? Now, this is right after Barron was born, right? It's disgusting. It's awful. It's indefensible. Did she think that, hey, he's cheated everybody else? He's not going to cheat Emmy? Possible. And some people stop. She had to know him better than that, though, right?
You'd think.
You would think. That's for sure. Yeah, I'm sure he probably did it, but I don't think this is near big of an issue as Hillary deleting emails. That it's definitely tampered the evidence. Again, trying to stay on this one, but yeah, that was lunacy. When Hillary Clinton herself decided, I'm deleting 30,000 emails, now you can go through the rest. Laughably arrogant by the Clintons. Oh, by the way, when we did get to the Trump administration, we found out numerous people were on their own personal email, you know. So, and we know that people were on personal emails before, but on the matter of Hillary and the emails and, you know, Russia's involvement with Trump. Remember when Trump just gave, Russia, if you're listening, and boom, guess what happened? We found out about the emails right away. But, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I did not vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Arrogance like that. A lot of people talking about John Edwards acquitted. Well, there's always differences, but the concept of John Edwards having the baby, the older woman, Bunny, was her name? Bunny Mellon? Can you look that up? Is that the name? Or am I thinking Bunny Mellon for some other reason? And I'm a little worried why I'm thinking about Bunny Mellon. But somebody paying things off, so his side girl. Yeah, John Edwards, another just awful. Awful human being. His wife, who gave up a lot of her career, is battling cancer. And, you know, the photographer who's following him around, and they're having a kid. They have a kid. And then he convinces his lackey to say the kid is him. Yeah. Man, oh, man. Yes, he did it. I hate to sound like that guy, but come on. It's a witch hunt down to the judge who said they would go after Trump if elected. No, the judge did not say that. It's made up. Now, has his daughter, is she a hater, a Trump hater? And is she tied to Democrats? Yep. Should that ought, like, I've said this on Clarence Thomas also. I don't think Ginny Thomas and the fact that she's a conspiracy buyer and was right in the middle of trying to stop an election, I don't personally think that automatically should stop Clarence Thomas. So if a daughter can't stand Trump, Dave, puts out things against him, should that automatically disqualify a mother or father? I don't think it should.
No.
No. Like, I have control of Hunter and Griffin at 29 and 27? No chance. Like I would tell him, you can't participate in the conversation because of my position? No. Now, Alvin Bragg and Letitia James in New York, did they say they were going to get him? Yeah. Yeah, they did. They put themselves in a vulnerable position on that. They are foolish. They were arrogant. And we had other agencies, the state, the feds, this office before Bragg took over, where they looked at it and didn't do it. And that's a fair part. Yes, on jail time. Trump is not above the law. Next text. Agree. No jail time. Sad deal for the U.S. this November. Well, I've been on record for that for a long time. Please, love God. But, I mean, I once thought Chris Sununu could be a guy that if he ran, I would vote for. And then he's just, I mean, he was belittling Donald Trump year after year after year. And then he's just, don't agree. Calls him an insurrectionist, criticizes him, but I'm still going to vote for him. That's where you go back to Pawlenty, one of his last visits on Democrats who are down on Biden or Republicans who are down on Trump. In the end, will they just come home? Chris Sununu would be a prime example. Called Trump a loser. Said he's costing us election after election. Thought about running himself because of Trump. Supported Nikki Haley. But guess what's happening now? Now, will Biden get the uncommitteds the way Trump is? I don't know. Trump is more text here on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text. Trump is slightly ahead or even with Biden polls. Do you think that 50% of people who are for him are not aware of his Playboy life? No, I don't. And we got to stop with this 50% thing, too, because even Sununu said that the other day. Neither one of them has 50% of the vote. Like, if one of them wins, they're not going to get 50% of the vote. Okay? That just doesn't. First of all, we have so many adults who don't vote. And then we're going to have RFK Jr. on some states. We're going to have Cornel West, who, by the way, wouldn't even condemn Hamas the other day. Bravo, Cornel West. Wouldn't condemn Hamas. We're going to have Jill Stein. Trump or Biden will win. But we got to stop. It's such a fake argument that Joe Biden will get 51% of America to vote for him, or Donald Trump. Not even close. How many people won't vote? How many people won't vote because these two are the candidates? So we got to put that in a little perspective. All right. We'll stay on top of this because this is day one, and who knows how long this is going to go. When McConaughey had his deal with his revival with the TV show True Detective.
Yeah.
Right?
And then Woody, right?
And then the Dallas Buyers Club. It was the McConaissance. This weekend was the Conan-assance. Conan O'Brien was everywhere. I want to talk about that and also talk about, because it reminded me, as much as I watch Conan, I didn't watch him enough. And the algorithm just kept, the more I would like it, it just kept giving me more clips, and I cracked up pretty much everyone. So I felt like I didn't watch Conan enough, even though I watched him plenty. Who else is out there as a person or a show, when you look back on it and said, why didn't I watch that show more often? Or why didn't I pay attention to that one individual more often? Because Conan, following Letterman, it was impossible to replace him. But damn, he came close. And considering some of the other contenders we have right now, we did not appreciate Conan O'Brien enough. 651-461-9226.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, Conan O'Brien goes on Hot Ones interview show, right, where they're just given hot wings and hot sauce. And it's quintessential Conan, where he's smart. He can do so many things, just over the top. And he just goes over the top, and it goes viral. And so then, if you saw that, and then you follow certain people. There was just an endless amount of Conan clips. And again, it's an algorithm. So when I'm clicking on it and retweeting or liking them, I know I'm going to get more. But I've said before, my second favorite show of all time is Letterman on NBC. That's how much I love that. It was just such a sweet spot for me. It started, what, 81, 82? I'm 16, 17 years of age. I'm having fun. I'm here. I'm going to college. Even, you know, bouncing around the country, I would attempt to try to watch it, depending on what games were going on. I just loved it. And when they picked Conan, out of nowhere, right, SNL writer, Simpsons writer, I was like, whoa, who is this guy? And then he kind of looked atypical.
Yes.
Which added to it. And I watched a lot of Conan. But when I see the clips and just, by the way, I think he comes off as such a genuinely decent person. I think some people just pull that off. I think there are others who are also are genuine and sincere and maybe just doesn't radiate that way. That comes across. Really smart guy. Just the absurd stuff they did. I mean, no boundaries and bravo. Not. They knew there was a line. But that line, which is so much closer for everybody else, and they knew, you know, they were going to go over your line, my line, this line, and then, oh, here's the one line we won't cross, but man, we'll get close to it. We will live in that neighborhood incessantly. And from guests who got the bit to just their characters and how bizarre and smart and funny and irreverent did you have to be to even think about this character being a part of it? And I could not get enough of it. Over the weekend, we had good weekend, a lot of Quinny stuff, a lot of Master stuff. Outside, it was beautiful. But was I reveling in the Conan rabbit hole? Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was starting here in 09, that's when Jay Leno knifed him in the back. You know, lest I forget, you know, they blew it. To me, on comedy, picking Leno over Letterman, you know what NBC says? And they win. Not for money.
Mm-hmm.
Not for ratings. Again, me personally, if I could watch David Letterman and Jay Leno, and the option was my kids are held hostage, I'm going to tell Hunter and Griffin, fight hard. You got it. I mean, I never got it. You know when Leno was funny? When he was come on Dave's show, what's my beef? Or some of his stand-up was good. It's just, for me, it's personal. I get it. You don't have to agree with me. 651-461-9226. Comparing David Letterman to Jay Leno. Get out of here. But then they're going to fade. They don't want to lose Conan. Like they didn't want to lose, you know, Letterman. And they tell him he's got the Tonight Show 5 years from now. And even then, they give him the show, but they give Leno that dumb 9 o'clock show. And then Leno stabbed him in the back. So when we used to on the show play, morons, morons, that was Conan ripping NBC. Some of the rabbit hole stuff was the things Conan and the show they were doing now on the Tonight Show mocking NBC when they're on NBC. God, it was brilliant. So who else do you have? Somebody says Craig Ferguson.
That was the first name that came to mind for me.
That's number two for me, too, because I'm on a rabbit hole on what I like with Craig Ferguson on the gram. Okay, I get a lot of Craig Ferguson. It's a lot of Craig Ferguson flirting with the gals,
mm-hmm.
where he was so phenomenal at, right? And they loved it. But, man, who was the skeleton? What was the skeleton's name?
Oh,
why am I blanking on that? But I had three or four friends, including my friend Ben, and there's no chance in hell Ben is listening to the show right now. But he, when we talk, when we tee it up, he's like, are you watching Ferguson? I go, Casey, he goes, I can't believe you don't watch Ferguson all the time.
Jeff. Spelled with a G-E-O-F-F, of course, exactly. With the name tag.
Exactly. And Ferguson, another guy, so quick and so smart.
His monologues were the best.
amazing.
I mean, off the cuff, or at least it felt like it. You know, it just felt like it wasn't written. Maybe it was. Maybe there were bullet points. But that's the problem. He competed against Conan. And I was always...
When did Ferguson start? What year was Ferguson mainly against Conan? CBS followed Dave. What a great selection he was. But who else do you have? Who else? What years was Ferguson on?
2005 to 2014.
See, so he wasn't against Conan a lot. Oh, he was the first 4 years. Yes.
I'm saying, like, my Conan years.
He was against Fallon.
Mid-2000s.
Yeah, right. He was against Conan and then Fallon.
And
again, I don't get Fallon. I mean, I get it. I get the weird, wacky bits, the bits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure they're tremendous. I think there's a high hit and miss ratio, to be honest. And then the interviews are atrocious. They're god awful. They're just. I don't know how you can watch a show and not enjoy some of the byplay, and it's just fawning. It's just a fawn fest. Who else do you have? Who else do you have? TV, movies. If you want to get this in, why don't we stay TV and movies? Okay, let's do music another time, because that's a lot of that opens it up too much. Who do you have where you look? Like some people have said to me, The Office. Like I didn't watch The Office hardly at all. And to me, the times I've watched The Office, but that type of humor I like. And so I feel like maybe I need to go back to The Office. So right now I'd say The Office is overrated, but did I watch, I don't know, parts of 10, 15? Maybe I should have fully committed to that. Like, no, Friends. I'm not going Friends because it just wasn't funny.
Stay strong.
In my view. Again, this is just all my view, and you get to completely disagree. Who do you have? A show or a person who you just didn't appreciate enough? 651-461-9226. Chicken songs. Linda's construction time check is 12:53. Time to get a 50-year roof and 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Where do you stand on Johnny? We got properly under, over coming up. Where's Johnny for you?
Properly. Can he be underrated?
I don't think he can.
He's certainly not overrated. I think proper is very fine. Proper is a lot of respect.
We're talking about individuals or shows that you didn't value enough when they were on. I would love more text on this. 651-461-9226. Most recent texter, Norm McDonald. Now, I know Norm is way up on your list.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Man, I consumed a ton of Norm stuff, but when I see new stuff or I'm reminded or just all the OJ stuff last week, man. And I stumbled into a clip. Jim Downing worked very close with Norm a lot on the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Conan Assange, it would take you different places, including like on his podcast talking about Norm, because Norm was so great in so many shows. I mean, he had reverence for Letterman. But then, like, he was pals with Conan. So there was, like, a different dynamic. But they talked about some of his OJ jokes and how they formatted them. They worked them. God, they were just gold. Arsenio, that's interesting because Arsenio was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And by the way, one that about time that a black woman or black man, either one, hello, late night TV, let's get a little bit more other than just filling in. And it was like he was there to kick Leno and Letterman's butt. I like some of it, but again, it's the same interviewing thing for me because he was Fallon-like most of the time with his interviews. Very fawning. But bringing a different audience to late night, showing America, hey, by the way, everybody who hosts the show doesn't have to be a white guy. Middle-aged, older white guy on TV seems to make sense. Barney Miller, now watching reruns. Now, that's well before your time.
Yeah.
I'm young, but Barney Miller, another show with great writing.
Okay.
And a really good cast. The Daily Show with Colbert, Steve Carell, and John Oliver. That's high up on my list because when it was peak, and it was peak for a long time. I didn't watch it a ton, like I would need to DVR it. But every time I did, I mean, obviously Stewart was the leader. But how about all of the talented people who were on that show, including those two? But so many others. News Radio. That's a Carter one because he loves Phil Hartman. Did you watch much of News Radio?
A lot of reruns. I saw plenty of it in syndication. Liked it.
Late arrival to Arrested Development. Again, another show both of us love. I think you love more, but barely. But we both think when it came back, Netflix, garbage. Let's just go to 58:35. How's that sound? Jay Leno's monologue was hilarious. I think the best of all nighttime hosts. Certainly, Wayfarer Letterman. Also, ketchup is a delicious condiment. I mean, this person needs to roll an ankle. Something bad later today. I mean, jeez.
How can you be wrong so many times in a single text?
Man, oh man, oh man. Peter from Family Guy. See, I have not watched much of Family Guy. And you think I would like Family Guy,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, you would. You would love it.
Yeah. Robin Williams, somebody says. God, Robin was out there a lot. But if you missed out on a lot of peak Robin, what a mind. Somebody says they'd like Kilbourne more than Ferguson. Kilbourne, Daily Show, his run before Stewart took over. Such a totally different show. But a lot of fans, and it worked out for Kilbourne, to say the least. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? It's better when we get excellent texts like we've received so far on very different topics. You can start texting in right now. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.